T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we obviously celebrating a Heat victory last night and a 4-3 road trip, but we also have pressing matters here with Crotty and Alejandro Solana. So go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Crotty, television analyst for the Miami Heat on Fox Sports Sun, played 11 seasons in the NBA. And we want to talk about the Heat, Crotty, but we have to just press this question where Solana yesterday started saying that, first of all, he was saying there was an ESPN.com hypothetical. Could you score one basket off MJ given 5 tries? They said MJ in his prime. I'm saying MJ today. Could Solana score one basket off Michael Jordan today? If he does, he gets $1 million. If he doesn't, he can never listen to music again. And Solana loves music. And Solana believes that he could score a basket off Michael Jordan today in his 50s. And then somehow yesterday we extrapolated it further out. And I was saying that, you know, what happens with radio guys all the time is they don't really realize, because we hang out with athletes like Crowder and you and Aronde, and so they just become our friends, but we forget just how good professional athletes are at their given sport. And my example to Solana was, you're out there, and not that you're an all-star, but you still have to guard AI when it's your turn to guard Allen Iverson. Or you're out on the court running with Kobe when Kobe is playing your team. And you can't get embarrassed out there. So you are the best of the best to be on an NBA team. So could Alejandro Solana, in his mid-20s right now, score a bucket on you, given 5 tries, if you really didn't want him to?
That's a great question. I mean, again, there's a big difference between being in your prime and being, 18, 19 years out. But and I have no idea what kind of player Solano is, man. But
3 and D, Crotty.
I'm
3
gritty.
And D.
I'm prideful. It'd be challenging. What's that?
I'm a 3 and D ball handler. I'm like a Luka Doncic, LeBron James hybrid.
Great, great comparisons there too. I like that. You went big. Look, I have no idea. I would like to think he won, but again, I remember being at basketball camp as a young kid and being called out and going against some different players. One time it was Chris Mullen, and when you're in that position, one shot is just, it's like nothing, because anyone can get lucky, or you make a quick move or something. And, it's hard to shut somebody down completely out. I mean, even Jordan, as good as he is, to not be able to score one basket. I mean, he would be one of the guys I would say I would not want to go against in his prime. But right now, I mean, totally different story. So you're asking me, I mean, look, I don't think so, but it's not beyond the question. I mean, if he's motivated and he's ready to go, I don't know what kind of game he's got. I'd have to do a little more research, man, which I'm not going to do. So there you go.
Hey, Crotty, do guys still try you?
I got a lot better things to do, like getting my teeth cleaned or something, so it's all good.
Researching Solana. Hey, Crotty, do guys still try you? Like, if you're just playing a pickup game, do guys look at you and say, what? I'm going to prove myself.
Tanning, look, unfortunately, I've had 5 knee surgeries, so I don't play anymore, but absolutely. I mean, that was just based upon my size and my skin color. I was always tested every time I went to the park, and, that's part of it. But it was, I used to have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder and an edge, and that's what motivated me. But absolutely, more often than not, it doesn't result in positive things. You know, you get into it with somebody or someone undercuts you at the park and you wind up getting hurt. You know, things like of that nature happen more often than not. And I'm not sure how you do that in football, but, there's just everyone thinks they can play where they're at the park, right? I mean, that's kind of the issue with basketball.
But that's kind of my point with Solana is he's never played at that level even. Like you're telling a story about Chris Mullen. We're talking about Solana here. This guy, Solana, am I wrong? You bailed on Jewish overnight camp 2 nights in.
No, what I'm saying, I was in high school. I'm saying I was,
I
was in high school. Yeah.
But you went on to play in the NBA. Like, you went on to play in the NBA.
People don't realize. I laugh because, and I'm sure you've been, to a game, Hawk, where, they let people come down and shoot free throws. Have you ever seen this after the game?
Yeah.
So we'll be finishing our broadcast when I used to do the radio or whatever, and there'll be people that'll come out on the court. They're so anxious and nervous just walking out into the court to shoot a free throw with nobody guarding them. And I've seen some guys who are actually that I know who played in college. Like, one guy threw up an air ball, and I was just like, it was amazing to me. Like, they weren't even under the pressure of having to play under the bright lights with people watching. They were actually just shooting a free throw, and they were so anxious being in that pseudo environment and still struggled. So it's obviously different when you're in a competitive situation. I mean, no question.
Crotty, I'm 4 for 4 on the post-game free throw, just to let you know.
I love that you're keeping track. That's so good.
He's got confidence. He doesn't lack confidence. I will tell you that. He does not lack confidence. John Crotty is with us. He's the television analyst for the Miami Heat on Fox Sports Sun. I'm telling you, this is what happens, though, is the guys in the JCC who think competition is their friend down the street, who also is not a great athlete, just start to believe that, if I was out here and Crotty was out here, I could take him. Like, again, I don't want to kill this, but if you're out there on a court with Allen Iverson, I mean, you've seen the best ball handlers, the best fakes, the best pump fakes, that you've seen the best. And if you would get embarrassed when that was going on, you wouldn't have played in the NBA for over a decade.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I used to play on Allen all the time and be competitive. And obviously, the way I would guard guys like that more often than not was just positionally. I mean, he could never get around me. He would have to shoot over top. And, he was a guy who could get streaky shooting the ball, but you always wanted to make things difficult. So, took a lot of pride in my defense. And I think if you talk to any of my coaches in particular, they'll give you that. I mean, those type of guys I really loved playing against and enjoyed it.
Solana, he took pride in his defense. He loved playing against Allen Iverson. And you think that you're going to fake him out.
But, Crotty, I don't think it's an indictment on you as a basketball player that a couple years removed from you playing in the NBA that a person who has played basketball his entire life can get one bucket on you. Just one.
It's an indictment on your delusion. It's not an indictment on him. It's an indictment on your delusion.
I think if a guy's a really good, like, stationary shooter with range, he could surprise me or another NBA guy with making a shot or two.
Yeah, well, my nickname at in Kendall was Splash. So
I thought you were going to say your nickname was Stationary Range.
Sounds better than Splash.
John Crotty. There were a couple of disappointing losses on the road trip for the Heat, but then, for them to come back home 4-3, I kind of feel like it was a pretty successful road trip, all things considered, no?
I love the transition. Yeah. so much. I really like the way they finished. Honestly, they're pulling it together, and it's just so good to see this team, which to me had such an amazing season last year and surprised everybody, starting to get the continuity, starting to get, you know, the reps together that they needed. And, you know, the last two games in particular, I thought were, you know, really good wins, because they had to face adversity. They had to get through it, and they were able to do so. So, you know, I'm hopeful with Tyler Hero hopefully getting healthy shortly. You got Dragić, who's got to be poised on ready to come back. You get your full top four players back, and you know, just keep building on what they're accomplishing right now. It's so choppy in the Eastern Conference right now. They're not, you know, they're in a position where they're only a few games out and can make a run here and get into the playoff picture.
And Crotty, what's going on with Nunn, bro? 40 minutes and 81 minutes in the last two games, 27 points and 20 points. Like, why can't we get this out of Nunn consistently? Because he's balling right now.
He is. The whole, you know, bubble and sort of reset there was such a strange dynamic with him where he just never was able to get into rhythm. But he's back where he was last year, I would tell you, when he was a starter, and I think he's better. And the reason why I think he's better is he's kind of altered his game a bit in terms of being able to score. He doesn't have to have the ball in his hand the whole time. Now he can get off the ball. We've seen him cut. I love this little floater he's got. He showed it last year. He did it, but he's got even more touch on it now where he gets inside. I call it the giant killer, where he can shoot it up over a 7-footer running at him. He's got a little touch on it. And then his 3-point shot has been outstanding. So he's hitting it on multiple levels, become a little bit better in terms of his reads, of when to pass the ball too. So just really playing at a high level. And that's why I think, you know, when you look at, you know, Goran coming back, I don't see a situation where Coach Spo is going to want to take K-Nunn out of the lineup from a starting perspective. I think he'll most likely bring Goran off the bench, where he provides an advantage right off the bat just in terms of talent with that second group. So, you know, Kendrick's just playing too well.
John Crotty is with us. And so, like we said, the Heat end 4-3. Kendrick Nunn is playing well. Is there anything, any huge point of concern for you when it comes to the Miami Heat at this very moment?
Just a point of concern. I just think, you know, the depth is a situation where you just want to make sure they can keep having the healthy group. I mean, you know, they're one of the league leaders right now in starting lineup changes. They've had 16 starting lineup changes. So it's just hard to build on momentum and get better when you're got guys coming in and out. So it's been that kind of year. So I think that's the major concern, is just, can they get these guys, you know, healthy long enough to really build on what they did last year and get back into position. Still plenty of time left, you know, with the schedule being what it is, the All-Star break coming up. It'd be nice to, you know, string together another solid week or so of play before getting to the break.
Crotty, I FaceTimed you yesterday during our show, and you seemingly ignored it. Is that because adults will not answer a FaceTime from another adult?
I did.
Yeah, I know you did, because then you responded to my text right away afterwards. So when I say this is the normal default. Yeah, I say this is the normal default from adults, is if you see someone FaceTiming you, you just assume they butt-dialed you by accident, because why would I be FaceTiming you?
I did think it was a butt-dial. I did think it was a butt-dial, because when have you ever FaceTimed me before? There was absolutely nothing positive coming out of that, how I saw it.
Bingo.
Yeah, we were gambling on it. We have this new radio game where we gamble on who, we do it live on the air, and we gamble on who will answer the FaceTime. And Leroy Horde answered my FaceTime yesterday during a call. Fred Taylor answered Crowder's FaceTime yesterday. But then, like, I FaceTimed Joe Zagak, or Don Bailey Jr. He sent it right away. He sent it to, although Gino Toretta answered my FaceTime on Friday. It's a fun little gambling thing. Maybe you and Eric Reed could do it during timeouts.
Sure. Yeah, we got a lot of free time while we're broadcasting. That sounds like a good idea.
So now that you know it's like a gambling game, do you think if I FaceTimed you again in a couple of days, you would actually answer?
Yeah, right. If you give me the little offline
right.
split on,
split
on my
the,
referral,
we
on my
split
referral
the winnings.
Oh, you can't do this to me.
Oh.
All right. So you're a little nervous now thinking about Solana gunning for you?
Yeah, I mean, just like heavy perspiration right now. Heavy.
Oh my God, so great. Solana's all right, John Crotty.
Solana's such a good dude. We had our little talk before the bit. So he's a good man. I like Solana.
He is a very good man. He just happened to have a wildly inflated idea of his athletic prowess. Like I just don't think that he can differentiate the difference between a professional athlete and him at the JCC in Kendall. Like, I don't, like, he just is lacking this ability to differentiate the two.
Irrational confidence? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Irrational confidence. But it's one thing to have irrational confidence and back it up, like Mario Chalmers. It's another thing to have irrational confidence and, you know, Solana. Yeah. All right. There you go, John Crotty. Thanks, Crotty.
There you go. Anytime, guys.
On FaceTime, too? No, he's gone. Okay. Anytime, but on FaceTime.
He was not going to lock in the FaceTime.
Nope. I'm telling you, because he dismissed it so quickly yesterday when I FaceTimed him. He just, nope, no chance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.